Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. What's your relationship to democracy? When you see a petition for a new ballot initiative or constitutional amendment, do you immediately sign that petition? What changes do you think need to be made to protect citizen democracy and to protect our Constitution? The Initiative and Referendum Task Force held their third meeting in Pierre yesterday. Augustana University Assistant Professor of Political Science, Dr. Emily Wanless, chairs the task force. She joins us now on the phone from Sioux Falls. Emily Wanless, welcome.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about yesterday. What were some of the significant updates?
So we actually took votes on the drafted pieces of legislation from our previous two meetings, as well as ones that arose in between the second and the meeting yesterday. And so we had about 20 drafted pieces of legislation to deal with. Some of them were different iterations of the same topic, and so it wasn't 20 different things, but we took a vote, and I believe we passed 9 of those to send on to the executive board and the legislature, and then we still have one topic to handle that we're going to break into a subcommittee on and then meet remotely to discuss and vote on.
What topic is left that needs subcommittee?
The citizen review panels. So an idea that came out of the second meeting was this desire to increase voter education and awareness of the ballot measures. And so one of the task force members had pointed to, Oregon, who has these citizen review panels. Several members of the task force created different versions of what a citizen review panel would look like, and there were things that we liked about both, but we're running out of time for the day, and so we decided that this was something we wanted to pursue as a task force, but maybe we needed to work on it a little bit before bringing it to a vote.
So you said there were 9, I don't know what the right language is there, things that you're sending on to the executive board. 9,
sure.
9 what exactly? Help me with the precise language for that.
Okay, sure. So 9 drafted pieces of legislation. So
Okay. What
we do is, as a committee, we will report to the executive board, who then reports to the legislature with our recommendations for any sort of changes, either statutory or constitutional amendment-wise, things that we as a group have thought about, researched, discussed, and feel confident that this is something that we think that is in the best interest of South Dakota to pursue.
All right, give me an idea of what's the highlights of. I know we don't have time to go through all 9, but you know some of the more prominent ones. What do you think?
Okay, probably the most prominent one would be that we suggested raising the voter threshold for constitutional amendments to 55 instead of the current 50% plus one majority. And that was something that was brought by Senator Bolin, and the idea being that this is a very sacred document that should only be amended under the most important of circumstances. And so to make it a little bit more difficult to ensure that those changes to the Constitution are wholeheartedly supported, we suggested raising the threshold to 55%. That was probably the largest change that we suggested. We also suggested things like allowing the LRC, the Legislative Research Council, to provide substantive commentary on the ballot measures, not just style and form, as well as, allowing them more time to work on these assistance to petition sponsors. I think a number of the proposals were withdrawn that were kind of repetitive and just different iterations. And so we didn't discuss all 20. We discussed probably about 15 of them.
So what about the notion of the citizens of the state voting on these changes versus lawmakers? Is that something that you've contemplated, that essentially it's a committee and the recommendations for legislation go to the lawmakers and avoid the ballot process that we currently have?
I think one thing that we talked about, well, we talked about two things. One is, you know, should the threshold be different for an amendment that is originating in the legislature versus a citizen-driven? At this point, we did not make the threshold any different. One thing that we did talk about that was probably our most contentious among the group, and I will say that this group worked extremely well together, was the idea of whether or not initiatives that were passed by the voters could be repealed or amended by the legislature after it went into effect.
Right.
That vote came down to a 6-7 vote, and it did not pass. And so currently at this point, the standard is the same, that the legislature is able, as about 12 other states, able to amend or repeal anything that is passed by voter initiative.
So what happens next, Emily?
Well, I think three things will happen next. One is we are going to meet to discuss this final topic of the citizen review panel. Secondly, we will report all of these pieces of drafted legislation to the executive board, kind of overview why we are suggesting those changes and how the committee felt. Was it a consensus vote or was it more divided? Almost everything we passed either was unanimously suggested or had one or two vote no's. But for the most part, this was a pretty collegial and consensus-driven suggestions. And then the last thing that we'll need to, or we won't do, but one thing that could happen is that any of these proposals, whether or not the executive board takes our recommendations, or, for example, with the protection of initiated measures being amended or repealed, those could be taken up by individual legislators. So nothing is final that comes out of our group, whether it be a final suggestion or if it didn't pass our group. Any legislator is more than welcome to sponsor that piece of legislation themselves when they meet in January.
Do you anticipate response from voters right now and what that might be? Are you looking ahead to that?
I mean, we're always attuned to what the public is saying. We did receive some testimony yesterday, as well as written testimony submitted as to their preferences. I would say that the one that was contentious for us, the appeal or the amend or repeal of initiated measures, I think that that's probably something that we will hear the most from. I would also anticipate hearing from citizens about these citizen review panels, given that that's one area that we still have work to do.
And now I know you can listen to the meetings themselves on SD.net, and I'm wondering if you can find the language of the drafted legislation yet anywhere online. Is that something that's
Certainly.
Available
yep.
to the public?
All of that is available online. In fact, they've already updated it so that the amended versions that we discussed as a group, those changes are already reflected on the website as well.
Which website's that?
The same, the LRC, South Dakota, sdlegislature.gov. And if you go to the interim 2017 tab, we are the Initiative and Referendum Task Force, and there's a documents page that has all of the drafted legislation, the research that we've requested or compiled. It's a great resource to see how this process has unfolded.
Emily Wanless chairs the Initiative and Referendum Task Force. Dr. Wanless, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much.